Leviticus. Chapter 13. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the disease of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priests. And the priest shall look on the disease in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the disease is turned white, and the disease inside is deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a disease of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him, and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot is white in the skin of his flesh, and inside is not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof is not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that has the disease 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and, behold, if the disease in his side is unchanged, and the disease spreads not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and, behold, if the disease is somewhat dark, and the disease spreads not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean, it is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes, and be clean. But if the scab spreads much abroad in the skin, after that he has been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest sees that, behold, the scab spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is a leprosy. When the disease of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall see him, and, behold, if the swelling is white in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there is a spot of rough flesh in the swelling, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy breaks out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin of him that has the disease from his head even to his foot, wherever the priest looks, then the priest shall consider, and, behold, if the leprosy has covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that has the disease, it is all turned white, he is clean. But when rough flesh appears on him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the rough flesh, and pronounce him to be unclean, for the rough flesh is unclean, it is a leprosy. Or if the rough flesh turns again, and is changed to white, he shall come unto the priest. And the priest shall see him, and, behold, if the disease is turned to white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that has the disease, he is clean. The flesh also, in which, even in the skin thereof, was a boil, and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white swelling, or a bright spot, white, and somewhat reddish, and it be shown to the priest. And if, when the priest sees it, behold, it is in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof is turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is a disease of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest looks on it, and, behold, there is no white hairs therein, and if it is not lower than the skin, but is somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spreads much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is a disease. But if the bright spot stays in its place, and spreads not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh, in the skin of which there is a burnt spot, and the rough flesh that is burned has a white bright spot, somewhat reddish, or white, then the priest shall look upon it, and, behold, if the hair in the bright spot is turned white, and it is in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out in the burn, therefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the disease of leprosy. But if the priest looks on it, and, behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it is no lower than the other skin, but is somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it is spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the disease of leprosy. And if the bright spot stays in its place, and spreads not in the skin, but it is somewhat dark, it is a swelling of the burn, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is a scar from the burn. if a man or woman has a disease upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the disease, and, behold, if it is in sight deeper than the skin, and there is in it yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a scaly eruption, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest looks on the disease of the scaly eruption, and, behold, it is not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut him up that has the disease of the scaly eruption 7 days. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the disease, and, behold, if the scaly eruption spreads not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the scaly eruption is not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the scaly eruption shall he not shave, and the priest shall shut him up that has the scaly eruption 7 days more. And in the seventh day the priest shall look on the scaly eruption, and, behold, if the scaly eruption is not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes, and be clean. But if the scaly eruption spreads much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and, behold, if the scaly eruption is spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the scaly eruption is in his side unchanged, and that there is black hair grown up therein, the scaly eruption is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman has in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and, behold, if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that grows in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet is he clean. And he that has his hair fallen off from the part of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald, yet is he clean. And if there be in the bald head, or bald forehead, a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head, or his bald forehead, then the priest shall look upon it, and, behold, if the swelling of the sore be white reddish in his bald head, or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appears in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean, the priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean, his disease is in his head. And the leper in whom the disease is, his clothes shall be torn, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days in which the disease shall be in him he shall be defiled, he is unclean, he shall dwell alone, outside the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the disease of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment, or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp, or woof, of linen, or of woolen, whether in a skin, or in anything made of skin, and if the disease be greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a disease of leprosy, and shall be shown unto the priest. And the priest shall look upon the disease, and shut up it that has the disease 7 days. And he shall look on the disease on the seventh day, if the disease be spread in the garment, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in the skin, or in any work that is made of skin, the disease is an act of leprosy, it is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen, or anything of skin, in which the disease is, for it is an act of leprosy, it shall be burned in the fire. And if the priest shall look, and, behold, the disease be not spread in the garment, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing in which the disease is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the disease, after that it is washed, and, behold, if the disease has not changed its color, though the disease is not spread, it is unclean, you shall burn it in the fire, it continues eating away, whether the damage is inside or outside. And if the priest looks, and, behold, the disease be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall tear it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it appears still in the garment, either in the warp, or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a spreading disease. You shall burn that in which the disease is with fire. And the garment, either warp, or woof, or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which you shall wash, if the disease is departed from it, then it shall be washed the second time, and shall be clean. This is the law of the disease of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp, or woof, or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean, or to pronounce it unclean.